In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we must be careful not to lose our confidence because it has great reward, and then says that you need patience, that doing the will of God, you may receive his promise. And so on one hand, we can look at it and say, well, of course we need patience because obviously the promises aren't fulfilled until the end of our life, until we can enter into heaven. But we recognize with the situation going on right now that the confidence, the patience are needed in a very different way. We listen to what our Lord said in the gospel reading today, and he talks about the famines and floods and earthquakes and wars and rumors of wars and all these things. He said, that's just the beginning of the sorrow. He said, that's not the sign of the end. He says, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death. You'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. That is why we need patience. And that is why we need confidence. The confidence is in the Lord, not in ourselves. And we look around right now, and certainly the church is hated. And these people don't even try to hide it. But at this point, it's the church that's hated. It's not yet you and me. So we haven't gotten quite to that point yet. There are people being put to death every single day, over in Africa particularly, but also in some of the countries of Asia. We have martyrs. We have people being put to death for their faith. We don't hear about it because the media doesn't want you to hear about it. But the reality is that it is several people every single day who are being killed for their faith. Once again, that hasn't come here yet. It's not too far away. It's just barely under the surface. It bubbles up every once in a while, but it really hasn't become a major issue yet. So we still have a little ways to go. So we need to look at what's going on, because our Lord told us that many are going to come in his name and they're going to lead people astray. There will be false prophets who are going to be raised up. In other words, the confusion that we are entering into is going to be horrendous. And some of your best friends are not going to be with you, because Joe Schmo is going to say, I'm following this person. And Susie Q is going to say, I'm following this person. And whomever else is going to say, no, no, I'm following that one. Follow Jesus. Period. Exclamation point. Underlined. Follow Jesus. No one on the human level. Follow the Lord. He alone is the means to salvation. No one else. And while it's nice if we have some human shepherds, all we have to do is look what's going on today. I mean, we have Akita being fulfilled right before our very eyes, where bishop is against bishop and cardinal is against cardinal. And that's just on one issue. Again, this thing hasn't even gotten traction yet. It's just barely beginning. And you can see the confusion. And you can see the division. And you can see the sides being taken. But that's going to get a whole lot worse. And so, once again, unless you have a very serious prayer life, you will not make it. Because who are you seeking in prayer? The Lord Jesus. If you're looking for a human shepherd, what are you doing? You're just looking for someone for you. No, look at him. He'll take care of you. Go to his mom. This is her time. Stay with our Blessed Lady, because she has only one task, and that is to lead us to her Son. So in the midst of all of the confusion, there is one person who will not be confused at all. And that is that beautiful lady right there. There was no confusion in her mind 2,000 years ago when all the apostles were confused. There was no confusion in her mind when the persecution of the church started, when all of those people that she loved so much were being martyred. There was no confusion in her mind. Her focus was right where it belonged, on the Lord. And that's where ours needs to be. So if you want somebody who is human to be your shepherd, there she is. And she's going to shepherd you to her Son. And she will keep you from confusion. St. Paul talked about what happened shortly after the people were enlightened. The lights are going to be going out pretty soon. And we need to have an interior light, because the exterior lights aren't going to do it. Because Prophet A is going to say one thing and Prophet B is going to say a different one. Father Groovy is going to be telling you whatever it is that he thinks that you want to hear. Father Moneybags only wants your money, so he doesn't care. He'll tell you anything in order to get your blasted money. You need a shepherd who cares about your soul, not about anything else. And there is only one who ultimately cares about your soul, and he proved it by dying for your soul. So don't look for comfort. Don't look for ease. Don't look for any of these things on the worldly level, because that's what's going to lead people astray. And we have to have confidence, which means don't be afraid. What are we afraid of? Suffering? Look at what Jesus endured. Look at what the apostles endured. Look at what the saints have endured. We have nothing to fear. Death? If you die, you get to go to heaven, as long as you're in the state of grace. If you die a martyr, it's a straight shot to heaven. You don't even have a stop at purgatory. And we've talked about before, and somebody pointed out, I think we need to make t-shirts with a target on it and says, I'm Catholic. Then somebody came up to me after that and said, Father, can you make a t-shirt with a target on the back too? Because I'm afraid I might run away. So then they can shoot me in the back. Perfect. So both sides, a target and says, I'm Catholic. Because what are we afraid of? We have the promise of eternal life. And we can only get there if we die, so we don't need to be afraid of that. This is our Blessed Lady's time. This is her work. So what do we have to be afraid of? If the Mother of God is right there with us, what are we worried about? We have nothing to fear as long as we keep our focus where it belongs. If we start looking around, remember what happened to Peter when that happened? He sank. As long as he was looking at Jesus, he was fine. Starts looking at everything else, he was done. The worst possible thing you can do is look at yourself. It's total despair. So keep the focus off yourself. Keep your focus off all the nonsense that's going on, because that's all there to cause confusion. That's what the devil's going to do. He's going to throw up all kinds of things to get us all upset and confused and running in every direction. Always remember this, the truth cannot change. It cannot change. The truth is the truth. So when we have the new church that they're going to be trying to put together, it's going to look like the Catholic Church, but it's not going to be the Catholic Church, because they're going to change the teachings. The teachings can't change. The truth can't change. So again, we know that. The real church is going to be crucified. She's going to be underground. We know that too. So you know what the truth is. If somebody comes along and it's whatever false prophet it's going to be that tells you this is what's happening and that's what's happening, if it's different from what our Lord has told us, if it's leading you away from Him, reject it, because the truth cannot change. They try to tell you something other than what the church has said, and as we all can just look at right now, even if it's somebody that's in the seat of Peter, if they try and tell you something different from what the church has taught for 2,000 years and what our blessed Lord taught, stick with Jesus. The truth cannot change. Just because somebody has a white cassock on doesn't mean that he has the power to change the truth. He can't. The truth is the same because the truth is a person. That person is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He cannot change. The truth cannot change. And that the means to salvation cannot change. There is no other name given to us under heaven by which we will be saved. He alone is the way. He alone is the truth. He alone is the life. Get on the path. Stay on the path. Don't veer from the path. Who cares how much confusion is going on? Stay on the path. You've got nothing to worry about. You can be at peace. You can have confidence. You can be patient. Because all these things need to happen as a purification, as a test, to see if we're going to be able to remain faithful to our blessed Lord. That's what this is all about. And it will be a severe test. So the only way is prayer. The only way is union with Jesus. If that's what we want for eternity, then the only way we're going to be there is to get it started now. So look seriously at your prayer life and make sure that it's real. The focus is on Jesus and seeking true union with Him.